when the dogs had barked, why, they'd let anyone know that was around, they better get the so-and-so out of there. We got it.
Oh, that's funny. Let's see, where did we get to? Not back to the wagon. On a wagon, what do you call the part that the wheels fit onto that runs underneath the wagon?
There's an axle, mm-hmm. and then there's a spindle,
mm-hmm.
that fits on the end
it
of the
fits
axle.
Fits on the end of the axle.
And the hub of the wheel goes onto that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've got an old wrench that we used to screw the...
Oh, really?
Screw the nuts on the end,
uh-huh.
of the spindle.
Mm-hmm.
Found one. Just hung it up out there somewhere.
Oh. Now, if you were those kind of A-shaped wooden frames that you would lay boards across, what would you call one of those? Oh, I guess it would be like two A-shaped things together with a piece across it. And like if you're going to have a church supper, you might put them down.
Trestles or horses.
Oh,
wooden horses.
Wooden horses.
Or trestles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Would they use those if they were sawing? What would they put if they were going to saw, like if you were just needed to cut up your saw a little bit smaller, what would you put it on?
That's a saw. A saw rack or a saw horse.
Oh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It was an X-shaped thing.
Have
a maybe, uh-huh. You'd have a... Maybe as long as this room, you'd have an X there and an X here,
uh-huh,
and an X,
uh-huh,
here and an,
uh-huh,
X here.
Uh-huh.
And you'd pull it out, sew one off, pull it out, sew one off.
Oh.
Until you get down to where you sewed the last one, see?
Mm-hmm. Well, now, if your mother was fixing her hair, she'd use a comb and a...
brush.
Have you ever seen her? Did she have long hair?
Yeah.
And she,
I combed her hair.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, us kids get a kick. Me and my brother get a kick out of combing
my
mother's hair. She'd read to us. She used to get us down around her knees and read the Bible to us,
mm-hmm,
at night.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Explain it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned she in your memoirs that she really knew the Bible,
yeah,
well.
Lived it.
Mm-hmm. When they used to use those straight razors, what would they sharpen them on?
Well, they had a rock that we called a hone.
Mm-hmm.
They would hone them and then they would strap them.
Or they would
strap. Strop, they called them.
Oh,
strop.
A
strop. They were long. Drop about that long, about so wide, and generally hang on the wall, and you get that out there, and what? And there's an art to that, see.
Oh.
You would take if you didn't know how to strop one, you'd cut it in two.
Oh, really?
See, you would, like this was your razor,
uh-huh,
you'd hold the strap, and you'd go,
mm-hmm,
this way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you wouldn't turn here, see, what it'd do to your edge?
Uh-huh.
You'd come here.
Oh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
See?
Uh-huh.
And around these barbershops, just...
And they could do it real
fast. Oh, gosh. Well, I strapped one, but when I first started shaving, I had me a straight razor and scared to death of them. Things were dangerous, you know.
It sounds terrible.
I cut my ear several times, you know.
Oh, goodness.
You'd get on, well, if you'd bear down on any part of your face, you'd just liable to slice of meat. I'm even afraid of a barber to get a hold of my neck.
Mm-hmm.
I've always had the horrors of a barber having a heart attack. When he had to hold that razor with me, see. And I always figured, well, if that sucker has a heart attack, it'll be when I'm in his chair. Isn't that something?
That's funny. I've never thought of that.
Shows I'm a little queer, see. But that's one of the things in my life that has always bugged me.
Uh-huh.
Is going to a barbershop and that,
uh-huh,
and I never read of it happening.
Uh-huh.
But gosh, it could, you
it
know.
It could.
He could have a hold of you and just cut your head off of that thing.
Great.
Be under here, you know, used to when they shave them, to have a hard time holding on to it and just... I never got over half a dozen shaves in the barbershop, and that was partly the reason.
That was partly the reason? Oh.
But I was happy when I ran across a safety razor.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Yeah. Then you didn't have to be afraid anymore. What would you call the ammunition that they would put in a shotgun?
Shells.
Would a shell be the same as a cartridge? What would be the difference?
Shells are, in one effect, are larger and made up of pasteboard or hard cardboard.
Mm-hmm.